we stand? Stand.
God is here as we, your people, meet to offer praise and prayer. May we find in fuller measure what it is in Christ we share. Clear as in
morning. Welcome to worship at Abiding Love. Turn to someone next to you and say, I'm glad you're here. I am glad that you are here. I'm glad that you are here. It is a blessing for us all to gather in this place of peace where we can worship and praise, and especially on this festival Sunday as we begin the season of Pentecost. If you're visiting with us today, we are delighted that you're here. We hope that there are some little books that will make their way up and down our rows. We hope you will give us a little contact information on you so we can continue to greet you in the week to come. But we begin in this festival time with an affirmation of the gift of our baptism, the way in which God welcomes us into God's world and into the family of faith. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation.
Amen. Amen.
Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life. Above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Our gathering song.
The grace of Jesus Christ, our Savior, the reconciling love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Also with you.
She didn't have it.
This holy house, for all who worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Kyrie eleison, on our world and on our way. Kyrie eleison, every day. That we may live out your impassioned response to the hungry and the poor. That we may live out truth and justice and grace, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Kyrie eleison, on our world and on our way. Kyrie eleison, every day. For peace in our hearts, for peace in our homes, for friends and family. For life and for love, for our work and our play, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Kyrie eleison, on our world and on our way. Kyrie eleison, every day. Spirit to guide, that you center our lives in the water and the word. That you nourish our souls with your body and blood. Let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Kyrie eleison, on our world and on our way. Kyrie eleison, every day.
Let us pray. God of grace, we give you thanks for the gift of your very self at the center of our being. May we be guided by the power and wisdom of your Spirit as we seek to live your way and share your light in the world. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with our readings.
A reading from Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under the heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native tongue of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own tongue? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of living Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own tongues we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They're filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea, all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, it was what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days, it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire, smoke and mist. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of God's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And the word was with God. The psalm will be sung.
Thank you.
The second lesson is a reading from Romans. All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God, for you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If in fact we suffer with him so that we may be glorified with him. I consider the sufferings of this present time not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage, to decay and to obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. Not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, grown inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. New hope that is seen is not hope, but who hopes for what is seen? But we hope for what we do not see. We wait for it with patience. And the Word was with God. Please stand as you are able for the gospel.
Holy Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him. Because he abides with you, and he will be in you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite you to be seated. I invite our young'uns to come forward.
How do you spell Jesus? How do you spell Jesus?
We're going to stay standing today.
How do you spell Jesus? L-O-V-E. How do you say Jesus?
You brought your
brain. How do you say Jesus?
We're going to stay standing.
How do you say Jesus? L-O-V-E.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming up today. And we're on the move today because we're going to head over to our Godly Play calendar here. This is a special day in the seasons and in the life of the church. And we want to make sure we know where we are. So this calendar is like a map. Come on over with me. This is a beautiful calendar of the church year. It's color-coded, has all of the important festivals and all of the Sundays and seasons of the year. And we started the year way back here in this blue season of Advent as we were getting ready for the birth of Jesus at Christmas time. And we come forward through this long waiting and preparation period. And finally, it's Christmas and the Sundays of Christmas. And we get to celebrate the nativity, the birth of Jesus into the world. Then we come into another green season. And this season is called Epiphany because it's the making known. It's the time when we get to see what God is up to, and we get to celebrate that in our own lives and share it with others. In the Epiphany, we help God get the word out that Jesus Christ is born. Yeah, hallelujah. And then we come into this season of purple, this another season of preparation, a season of Lent. And we set aside the things of the world, and we get ourselves ready for another great celebration that is coming. And it's the celebration of Easter. And it's kind of a bittersweet celebration because it involves the death of Jesus, but it also involves the resurrection and new life of Jesus. And we celebrate that all through the Eastertide until it brings us to this very day, this red Sunday. Did you notice? And some of you are wearing red today. Did you notice all the red around us? Red is the color of Pentecost. And we'll talk a little bit about that during the sermon. There are some reasons why red is a good Pentecost color. But today is Pentecost. Can you say that with me? Pentecost. And that's it right there. That's why our heart stick is pointed straight down there, because that's where we are. Can you believe it? That all of this has already happened this year? It's almost halfway. It is. And the cool thing about that is that this is not an end. This is a beginning. Because we're going to move through Holy Trinity Sunday and on into this long green season of the year. Pentecost is a long season. This is a time of the year in which we are celebrating the things that Jesus has done as he comes among us. And this is the time of the year, the other half, where we live that out in our own lives. The things that we see in him, the goodness and the grace, the love, the caring, the sharing, all the things he does that we see him do all through this part of the year, we now get to live out in our own lives. We get to be like Jesus. We get to be the ones who care and share and serve. Pretty groovy, huh? Do you know that word? Can you say that? Groovy. I just wanted to hear them say it. I'm sorry. Self-indulgent. But let's step back over here in the middle now, because there's something special that we're going to do at second service today. If you want to come back, you're welcome. But we are going to have lined up here on this chancel step, we're going to have a bunch of our high school youth and sponsors. Imagine them up there right now. Because we are commissioning them, once again, to go down to a place called Misión Agua Viva. Can you say Agua Viva? Agua Viva. It means water of life. And it's a church like ours, but one right down at the border with Mexico, right close to the river. And they're going down for a week of service. They're going to do a week of vacation Bible school with the kids down there. Last time we went a couple years ago, the kids made us this beautiful book. We'll have it out here for everybody to see. They all wrote to the kids, to the students that came down to work with them, wrote these special messages to them, and a great big thank you. A great big thank you for all of the gifts and service that they brought with them when they came. So we're going to send them as missionaries, as Pentecost missionaries from our church, to go down and help out in a place that can use all the help that it can get. Isn't that awesome? That's coming for you too. These youth group opportunities are coming for you as you get a little bit older and grow a little in the Spirit. You're going to have all these opportunities yourselves. Should we say a prayer about them today? Can you do that with me? Our hands we fold, our heads we bow. It's time to talk to God right now. Dear God, thank you for giving us this season to live out your goodness. And bless these missionaries from Abiding Love as they go to care and serve in your work. Amen. Thank you for coming up and being a part of worship today. Thank you for indulging me with the word groovy. And thank you for studying our service year together. You can go back and sit with your folks, but stay tuned. We got more things to say about this Pentecost business today. So are you filled with new wine? It's 9 o'clock. It's very always interesting to me the way when Jesus is ridiculed, they toss back at him things that he has said in his teaching. This idea of new wine, this new covenant that he signifies in the new wine, is something that kind of sticks sideways with the religious authorities of his time. They don't like this idea of a new revelation, a new iteration of the covenant with God. And so when God's people begin to talk in ways that you just don't hear, even at a Pentecost celebration, they say, oh yeah, they're all charged up on that new wine, insinuating that they're drunk. And Peter gets up and plays right along. No, they're not drunk yet. It's only 9 o'clock. But what they are full of is the Spirit of truth, like our gospel says today. They are filled with new wine. I pray that you, on this Pentecost observance, are filled with new wine. We have these wonderful seasons of the church year that bring a wonderful blending of the time of the gospel with what's called the ordinary time. And we are moving now from Pentecost Sunday forward into the long green season. We're moving into ordinary time. Doesn't mean status quo, doesn't mean usual. It means time for which the people of God are ordained. You are ordained. This day we celebrate it, but you are ordained in your baptism. You are ordained as you've grown in the faith and the life of the congregation. You are ordained for service in God's wide world. And I pray that as you go, you are filled with this spirit of truth, this new wine. The time of the gospel in our church year gives way to the time of the church. And this year, rather than thinking of it as ordained time or ordinary time, let's think of it as extraordinary time. Because like Paul says in our reading today, all of creation is groaning in anticipation and waiting for the revelation of you and me. All creation is waiting for the revealing of the children of God. A world in which so much is jangled and ajar is waiting for the revelation of people who will live the way and the truth and the life that we've seen exemplified in Christ all through this season, and now have the opportunity to live out ourselves. Here is our calling. It is to be God's people, to be God's children in the world. And we celebrate that with this festival, Pentecost celebration. It's actually an ancient tradition of 15 centuries by the time Jesus and the disciples make the scene in Jerusalem this day. It's been around for a long time. This is a long, long tradition within the Hebrew people. It's a story that begins a long time ago. It goes way, way back. All the way back to a time when a people, this disparate group of tribes, was in bondage, enslaved in Egypt. Not masters of their own destiny, not artists of their own days, like we are today, but enslaved, oppressed, ruled, and God sets them free. What an astounding grace. God sets them free. God raises up a deliverer for them, and God leads them out. And it commemorates a long period of wilderness wandering and discovery, because they don't just walk out of the gates like some Cecil B. DeMille epic. They come out confused, unknowing, wondering what it is God is up to. What is God doing with us, to us? And so there's this period of discovery, of learning and leaning into what it is God has set before them. And then there is this place and time where God gathers them together and gives them an idea of what it is to be a people at the base of Sinai, at the foot of the mountain, at the foot of God's self, where God then gives them the wisdom and teachings, the Torah of God, the Ten Commandments. And God says, if we're going to live together, you and I, and you with others, it's a pretty good idea that we're going to have some ground rules, and here are some really good ones. If we're going to live in right relationship, which is righteousness, if we're going to live in right relationship with one another, it's probably going to be a good idea if we don't lie, cheat, steal, kill, covet things that are not ours, and put stuff that's not God on the throne of life. Seems pretty simple, doesn't it? It's been devilish hard to get that right in all of the centuries that have intervened. But there, God gives it to us. And it's exactly 50 days, Pentecost, from the time that they make this miraculous water crossing out of a place of enslavement and into this newfound disequilibrium of freedom. And God finally gives them some edges, some boundaries, something they can work with and within to exist together and to live righteously with one another. That's what Pentecost is about. And that story is continuing today. That story continues in our gospel reading and in our Acts reading today, as Peter and the disciples have this experience of an overwhelming rush of the Spirit that comes upon them. This day among all days, because Pentecost is one of the three high holy days in the Hebrew tradition, where all Jews are called to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is overflowing with people on this day. This is not just an ordinary day. This is a day when everybody who's anybody is there. And where does God show up in power and force among God's people? But right there in the midst of the crowd. And they experience this pneuma, this rush of wind, this breath of the Spirit, and they're set on fire. Lights from their face, lights from their eyes, lights in the actions of their bodies. And people begin to understand there's something new happening here. And it gets contagious. It gets infectious in the best way. And it begins to spread from that point. But they carry forward with this story. Peter takes up the opportunity to explain, to kind of break down a little bit some of what people are seeing and experiencing among the people of God in this place. What is going on? What are these people about? Who are these folks that have come over from the west side of town to come over and seek to partner with us and help us with the most important thing that we have on our plates, the education of our children? Who are these folks? What are they full of this morning? And it's the Spirit of truth, as Jesus says, this gift from God. Jesus' followers continue this story. He says, I will pray to the Father, I will ask the Father on your behalf, and he will give you another advocate, Paraclete. This is the Spirit, ways in which Spirit is talked about. The somewhat mysterious, but yet very palpable and experiential manifestation of God that dwells inside each of us. I will give you this Spirit of truth. You know him. You already know this Spirit. This Spirit is a familiar of yours. He abides with you and he will be in you. Think of that. The Spirit of God dwells in you. I don't know if we connect with the depth and gravity of that often enough. Once a year doesn't do it. That's why I'm here every Sunday. I need this gathering with you to remember in myself what God has placed within me. And that is a Spirit of truth that the world desperately needs. We are not messiahs. We are not saviors. We have one of those. And one is plenty. Because now that Spirit that has come through him has invested us with the power and presence of God. And called us forth as God's people. It will not be easy. It will not always be fun. It will not always be joyous celebration. In the joy of Easter, we remember the tragedy of crucifixion. And yet God is the one who brings life forth from death. God is the one who is constantly calling forth a dying and a rising among God's people. And blessing us for new days, filling us with new wine. Powerful symbols on this day. The Spirit as a dove. The Spirit is this emblem of blessed peace. This Spirit as an emblem of deliverance in the way the dove calls forth Noah and all of the creatures of the world. The Spirit has been around in this dove form a lot. We celebrate that. We fly them on this day. Spirit is breath. All of the major faith traditions, all of the languages around faith in the world, from the Hebrew ruach, Arabic ruh, Latin beatus, pneuma in the Greek, breath and spirit, both meanings, captive in this one word. When we breathe in, when we inspire, we draw in this breath. God breathes in us. And when we expire, we allow this breath forth in new ways, and God calls us into a new dimension of being in relationship with God. A mystery that we celebrated for James Samuelson yesterday. And in the midst of the tragedy of his death, we lifted up the life-giving, resurrecting power of God in his family and all of us who will remember him all of our days and will continue to be blessed by him. He dwells with us now in spirit. God has given us this gift, but he's given it to us with purpose. And the other symbol that comes along with the blessed peace of the dove this day is the symbol of fire. And the Greeks, in the richness of this language, have these marvelous words for fire. Photia, which is the fire that gives light. It's the campfire in the midst of the darkness. It's a candle in a dark room. It's photia, fire giving light, leading, guiding, making us aware, exposing the reality of the world around us. And sometimes it's used the Greek word purgos, which is cleansing fire. It's the fire that refines ore into pure precious metal. Purgos, what burns away the dross and what leaves behind the refined purity that God is calling forth. The crucible of experience is purgos fire. Jesus talks about it in these ways. John answered them, John the Baptist first. I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I'm not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with water, with the Holy Spirit, and with fire. Baptized with fire. For everyone will be salted with fire, Jesus says, in this wonderful mixed metaphor. He'd get an A- on this in English. But it's okay. The salt, the fire, blended into this one image. And he says this powerfully in Luke's gospel, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it was already kindled. He's not using the word phlegros, which is conflagration, forest fire, raging, destructive wall of flame. He's talking about purgos. He's talking about photia, the light that refines. How I wish that light was kindled in my people. This day, he says. It's a moment of exasperation and frustration for him. But he presses on nonetheless with this wonderful image of fire. The story continues in us today. The story continues in us as the body of Christ, as the people of God, indwelt by God's Spirit this day, breathing in us, teaching us to speak to our world in new languages, some of them even having words. Our missionaries are on their way tomorrow down to Agua Viva, to Mariana Mendez, who is this wonderful woman who is down there not only as a pastor to this congregation in El Ceniso right at the border, but as a big mama bear on behalf of all of the people and the children down there. She is so wonderful. 2 years ago, we had the opportunity to be with her and her husband, Moises, and not long after we got back, Moises succumbed to the flu and died. And we were all just stricken. What's going to happen now? Where is this going now? He was an engine in Latino ministry. He was an engine for the ELCA in cross-border, cross-cultural ministry, which is one of the most important frontiers we have as a church. And we lost him. And Mariana steps up and says, I will assume his responsibilities as well if people will help me. If God will help me, I will do this too. She continues to lead that church. She continues to lead missions in Nuevo Laredo across the river where it's too dangerous most of the time for her to even go. But she goes just the same. She goes in the power of a spirit that is relentless, that continues to keep her eyes focused on a way and a truth that God has called forth for everyone. And to go and share that is her entire mission in life. In one of the hardest places you could imagine to do that kind of work. So, we go down and join her in that mission. And it's going to be a blessing for them all, but it's going to be an even greater blessing for us. Because in this economy of God, it's not how much you get that determines how much you have. It's how much you give in the Spirit. Amen.
Please stand as you are able as we continue with our profession of faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As a community of faith, we come together in prayer for each other and for the world. Let us pray. Lord God of all, you who made the heavens and earth and all that dwell in them, you are almighty and everlasting. You sent us your Son to show us your true nature and how we, your children, are to live in this world for others. You sent us your Spirit to dwell within us, to lead us in the way we are to go. We praise you for your goodness. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord God of all, through your Son, your true nature has been revealed to the world. It is through us, your children, with the guidance of your Holy Spirit, that your kingdom comes. We pray that you will open our hearts and fill them with love and compassion for all those who are in need this day. Open our minds to be conscious of ways we can be your hands and feet in this world. And open our eyes to see specific ways that we can show others your true nature through our words and actions. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord God of all, we pray for your touch to enfold all those in need of healing. We pray specifically for Laura Bloschke, Gloria Hayden, Steve Kikta, Clyde Sutton, Anne and Charlie Lunday, Sam Collins, Danny Santos, David Fetter, Becky Mathis. We pray blessings upon Verla Cook and all the family and friends of James Samuelson in the celebration of his life. We pray for all who suffer as a result of violence and oppression, and for all victims of disasters and human failings. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord God of all, inspire the work of all our partner Austin City Lutheran congregations and surrounding faith communities. Today we pray for the people and mission of First English Lutheran Church in Austin. And bless the ministry of David and Alicia Brandos in Mexico City and all the people who serve with the ELCA Global Missions. Lord, empower all the people in the community of abiding love. Today we lift up Gina Suskin, Alex, Valerie, and Liam Street, Kelly, Tom, Dustin, and Crystal Stigemeyer, David, Carrie, and Edelyn Steckel, and Stephanie Sokol. Hear us, O God. Lord God of all, we trust in your constant love for us and all people. It is with hope that we move forward in faith, trusting that you hear our prayers. All this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with our offerings. It's Penny Sunday. Okay.
Today is Penny Sunday, so we sing the penny song as we bring forward our offerings.
Hear the pennies dropping, listen while they fall. Everyone for Jesus, he will get them all. Dropping, 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 hear the pennies fall. Everyone for Jesus, he will get them all. Each and every penny is a sign of love, so much more the blessings sent from God above. Dropping, 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 hear the pennies fall. Everyone from Jesus, we will give them all.
Let's stand and pray together. God of grace, receive these simple gifts as signs of our whole lives offered up to you, in gratitude for the gift of new life you have given us in Christ. Bless and multiply this harvest. May it serve your kingdom's purpose, bringing justice, peace, healing, and nourishment to a hungry and searching world. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so, with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with the earth and sea and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, full of your glory. Hosanna, 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 the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
With all who will gather, our Lord takes bread. He blesses it and gives thanks. He breaks it and he shares it out with us, saying, "Take and eat. This bread is my body, broken and given for you. As often as you eat of it, do so remembering me." In the same way, he takes a cup, blessing it and giving thanks, he shares it out with us, saying, "Take and drink. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you, for all people, for all creation, for the forgiveness of sin. Drink of it often, remembering me." And so we remember, and we pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us in the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. All who wish to meet Christ in this meal are welcome at this table. I invite you to be seated. I invite our musicians and communion servers forward. The ushers will guide you.
God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace, grant us peace, Lamb of God. God of tempests, God of whirlwind, as on Pentecost descend, drive us out from shelter and comfort, but these walls your people send. Sweep us into costly service, there with Christ near the cross, there with Christ to bear the cross. God of blazing, God of burning, all that blocks your purpose purge. Through your church, Christ's living body, let your faith and spirit surge. Where deceit conceals injustice, bid all us to speak your truth. Kindle us to speak your truth. God of earthquake, God of thunder, shake us loose from lethargy. Break the chains of sin asunder, for earth's healing set us free. Crumble walls that still divide us, make us one in Christ our Lord. Make us one in Christ our Lord. God of passion, God unsleeping, stir in us love's restlessness. Where the people cry in anguish, may we share your heart's distress. Rouse us from content with evil, claim us for your kingdom's work. Claim us for kingdom's work. Spirit, truth divine, dawn upon this soul of mine, breath of God and inward light, wake my spirit, clear my sight.
Please stand as you are able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and preserve you in his grace. Amen. We have several announcements today, beginning with the fact that there's a new happenings brochure in the pewbacks in front of you. Take two. Take one for the fridge, one for a friend, right? We have prayer squares that are available to you in the entryway, in the narthex. I remember when Nadia Bowles-Weber thought that the narthex was a place where the person who spoke for the trees lived. The Lorax, you remember that? These little squares are a way of you providing a moment of grace for people anywhere, anytime. They come with a card that says, as you carry this pocket shawl, may you be surrounded by God's love. May he walk before you to guide you, beside you to give you courage, behind you to keep you safe, beneath you to give you strength, and above you for blessing, within you to give you his peace. These are available in a basket right on the door out yonder And you can grab one or two and take them along. You never know when you're going to have the opportunity to bless someone in just such a way. Pastor Tim Anderson has a book signing at Book People this evening at 5 o'clock. And I have an interesting announcement from Central Texas Food Bank. Congratulations, Abiding Love Food Pantry. You've been selected as CTFB's Hunger Hero for the year. There are a lot of cross-departmental support to recognize Abiding Love for your work, and we are so proud to have you as our Hunger Heroes honoree at a gala that's going to be celebrated on September 5th. It's a benefit, and all of us will be welcome to attend. They select 200 Hunger Heroes for the year, and Abiding Love's Food Pantry, under the leadership of Diane McGowan and Rosa Hatfield, has been selected as a Hunger Hero. Thanks be to God. They and all of the many, many people from this congregation and from outside this congregation who join together in that truly ecumenical ministry of feeding people who simply don't have enough to eat. What a blessing. And last but not least, Bill Brophy is here for a quick update on the golf tournament.
Well, thank you to the congregation. Thank you to the golf committee and the volunteers that were at the course that day. We had over our goal in sponsorships this year. Also, we had 117 raffle prizes to support our two raffles. We had 88 paid players, and considering the fact we had a month's delay on having the tournament, we grossed $27,105.
Thanks to our golf committee and all of our volunteers, our golf players, our sponsors, everybody who joins in raising resource for this wonderful children's ministry, this education ministry for here on campus. Children of God, blessed and beloved, called, gathered, and sent for the sake of God's world, may God bless you and keep you. May God make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May God look on you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Change my heart, O God. Ever true, change my heart, O God. May I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Hold me and make me. This is what I pray. Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you.
We go forth together,
sharing God's love.
The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Please share that peace with each other and any who you meet this week.
God's peace.